Yeah, I sure like mine. I've got the 4-cylinder EcoBoost 2-liter. It's unbelievable. 360 foot-pounds of torque. 260 horse. And that thing will scare the daylights out of you if you get on it. But we like it for doing our trips. For 2023, we've had it down to Tennessee. We've had it up to the UP. We've been up to Tawas. We do a lot of driving on the weekends and take 4 or 5 day trips and stuff. And it's awesome. It's a hatchback, so you can put the back down. You can really load that thing if you're going on a trip. We've tried driving it at 70, and I can get 33 miles to the gallon on the highway. 78, it goes down to like 31, between 31 and 32 on the highway. But just all-around driving in the wintertime, warming it up a little bit, and runs a little richer, I'm sure. I get like 27, 28 all around. But still pretty nice. Only thing is, they're most all the EcoBoost are gasoline direct injection, so they don't have port injection anymore. They directly inject the fuel right into the cylinder, so the valves aren't getting cleaned. So once a year, I take the intake off and clean the intake valves, so they don't get too much carbon buildup. It takes me about an hour and a half. Got it down to a science now. Other than that, pretty nice engines. KB8 RVP.